Now for our story. Tonight, in the luxury of his house in Wakefield, Ben Calvert sat alone. There was a book on his lap, but he wasn't reading it. Moodily, Ben reviewed again, as he had so many times in past weeks, the indignity he'd suffered because of his daughter's actions. But although he was angry with Kit, Ben's family pride was strong. In his mind, he'd managed to twist the truth until he convinced himself that it was not so much Kit who was to blame, but Bill Mead, her former husband. But he told himself Bill would eventually get what he deserved because the false rumor Ben had started would soon take effect. But Mrs. Calvert would have been much less complacent had he known that his plan was not working as well as he hoped, thanks to a talk Aunt Mary Lane had with Mario Descari only yesterday. Mary Lane had convinced the young Italian that he was wrong to doubt the loyalty of his wife Carla and his good friend Bill. And tonight Aunt Mary's niece Peggy and Bill himself are on their way to spend the evening with the Descari.
Oh, I wish I looked forward to this evening more. But frankly, I dread it.
Oh, Bill, you mustn't. See, Aunt Mary says Mario was like a different person after their talk yesterday. Laughing and cheerful.
Oh, maybe so. Maybe talking to Aunt Mary did get him on the right track. I only hope so.
You know what I think, Jim?
Hmm.
Those two people have been alone too much. Out of touch with things. He gives Mario too much time to brood. Even being wrapped up in Carla the way he is.
Yeah. Oh, he's really such a swell guy, and we were getting along fine. We used to have a lot of fun together. That's why this business lately, well, I don't get it. Something happened. That guy at Smitty's wouldn't make a story like that up out of nothing, connecting me with Carla this guy.
No, I don't suppose he would. He might have graduated, though.
Sure, but there must have been some basis, something he heard. And the more I denied that there was anything in it, the more he took this tolerant, just-between-us-men sort of attitude toward me. As if he thought I was just covering up. Gosh, it made me sore.
I know.
And then when you told me about that dressmaker, the way she acted, as if she was trying to warn you to expect the worst from me. Well, it wasn't so darn irritating. It would be funny, this rumor going around, as if I were the great lover or something. And of all people, Carla was scary. God, she doesn't see anyone but Mario. How he could believe anything else.
Well, of course it's absurd to us, Bill, but remember, Mario's quite a simple person. I bet he doesn't stop to think things out logically. He just moves down emotionally. He stops to think he'd know how foolish it is. But he has that quick temper.
Yeah, well, I just hope the evening goes off all right. I hate to lose him as a friend because I really like the guy. But I'd still like to know what malicious so-and-so originated this gossip that seems to be going around. Not only who, but why they want to.
Heaven only knows. Some people just have anything better to do than start trouble.
Mm. Well, here we are. Keep your fingers crossed, sweetheart.
Don't worry, Bill. I have a feeling everything's going to be fine. Oh, Peggy, I'm so glad you could come. If you will, give me your things. I'll put them in the bag.
Yeah, so glad you came over, Mr. Lee.
Oh, so am I.
Hey. Oh, something smells awfully good.
Bravo.
Wait till you taste it. Yeah, Carla, she's a swell cook, you know.
I'll say she is.
Sit down, Peggy. Sit down, both of you.
Thanks.
I've got something special. Very good wine. Take an appetite. Then the antipasto. Oh, just wait. You're going to have a dinner like you never tasted before in your life.
Oh, Mario, Mario. Isn't your awful, Peggy? If you talked about it so much, you'd be disappointed. Oh, I doubt it, Carla. Well, maybe you should give me lessons. When Bill and I get married, I don't want to be one of those brides they make jokes about. You know, use a biscuit for golf balls.
Hey, you won't be, darling. Don't you worry about that.
I get the wine.
Is there anything I can do to help, Carla? Not a thing, Peggy. I got everything ready before so we could sit down and talk about our face before dinner.
Oh, it's wrong.
I love your drapes. Don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I made them myself just recently.
Oh, you certainly did a professional job.
Oh, I love this house. I remember coming here with Aunt Mary when I was just a little...
Well. A glass of wine.
Ah.
Peggy?
Thank you, Mario.
And Mr. Mead, thanks. Well, wait a minute. I think we ought to do something about this Mr. Mead business.
Well, what do you mean, Mr. Mead?
See, there you go, mystering me again. I wish you two would call me Bill. Make me feel a lot better. You don't call Peggy Miss Douglas.
Hey, that's right. I never thought about it. You've always been Mr. Mead, though, Mr. Mead.
That was because we started out in a business way. But now that we're... Well, you know, Mario, now that we're friends, we are friends, aren't we?
Sure, of course we are. Oh, you must have paid no attention to me. You too, Peggy. I've got a bad temper, and I know it. Sometimes I get mad. Tyler tells me I'm crazy. But once I see how wrong I am...
Oh, sure.
Everybody gets out of sorts now and then.
And Myra doesn't mean anything by it when he's cross, but sometimes I'm afraid people might not understand.
Oh, of course, Tyler. Bill says everybody gets the feeling sort of low sometimes. Don't think about it.
Well, now that we got that off our chest, how about it? Will you two wonderful people call me Bill from now on?
Sure we will, mister. I guess it'll take a little time to get used to it, Bill.
That's how you keep working at it. Hey, how about a toast to celebrate this happy occasion?
Good.
That's it. To Carla and Marietta Stein. May you have a long, happy life full of the good things you both deserve.
Thank you, Bill.
Another toast. To Bill and Peggy, two swell guys. Two good friends. I'm no good on speeches, but I'll just say this. You're the best.
Oh, goodness. If we have any more toast, I'm going to get dizzy.
You feel okay now?
Oh, of course.
You sure?
Honestly.
You look very lovely, you know. Mary, what do you think of my bride-to-be? Isn't she the most beautiful thing you ever saw?
You're right, Bill. Yeah, next to my Carla, she's the best-looking girl in Wakefield County.
No, the sky had come to say. Don't go to Carla. That's the way you should feel. Oh, I'm terribly happy. This is the nicest evening I've had in ages.
Oh, that's good, Peggy. The same with me. From now on, we'll have to do things like this more often. The four of us. You and Bill and Carla and me.
Good
night, Mario.
We had
a wonderful time. Yeah, I'll stay with
it. Bye now.
Bye,
Daddy.
Bye. See you
soon. Come on, baby. Let's go. All right. Oh, Mario. It was a wonderful party. I'm so happy.
Yeah. It was swell, baby.
And the dinner was all right, wasn't it?
All right. It was perfect. Did you see that Bill? We had three helping.
Oh, I think they had a good time, don't you?
Oh, sure they did. You can tell when people enjoy themselves.
And Milo, you had a good time too, didn't you?
Yes, baby. Yes, Carla, baby. I did.
And you're not going to be silly anymore. You know that Bill is a good friend. You can see how much he loves Peggy, can't you? He's crazy about her.
Yeah, you can tell. They'll be happy together, those two.
Yes, of course they will. And so will we again, now that we have such good friends and all that foolishness is over.
Come here, Peggy.
Oh, my, I love you so much.
Yeah, Peggy. We're not two people. Just one. You're me, and I'm you.
Yes, Ma. We won't ever get split into two people again, will we? Promise, Mom.
Oh, I promise. Finally, you go ahead upstairs. I'll put out the light. And Mary's instinct had been right. She knew that the four young people would forget their differences if they spent an evening together. Mario, seeing how deeply Bill loved Peggy and happy in the love of his own lovely young wife, would understand that he had no reason to distrust them either. But Ben Calvert wouldn't have been pleased if he could have known what happened tonight at the Discovery Farm, for apparently the malicious gossip he spread is not to have the effect Ben hoped for. But I wonder if Ben will let it rest at that, once he realizes what has happened.